Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about a Heavenly Father being the finisher. Go with me to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. We've been using this as a base scripture. Being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Yeshua. As long as we turn our flesh over to the Father, allow him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, then he will fulfill our purpose in our lives. Please go with me to Exodus chapter 12. One of the things he wants to finish is this year. See, for tax purposes, most people are on January 1st to December 31st. But we have to be on his calendar, the Hebrew calendar, spiritually connected to the Father through his calendar, his timing, his seasons. And at the beginning of the year is Nisan 1, according to the word. If you go with me to Exodus chapter 12, verse 1, and the Father spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. And Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, this day came you out in the month Abib. Abib is another name for Nisan. Nisan 1 is April 8th this year. April 8th is the beginning of the year according to our Father. He works with us on a yearly basis, and we just can't close out the year. We can't close out a year until he closes it. It's like a student trying to tell a teacher, well, the course is over, and the teacher hasn't finished the course. So we can't do that. We have to base our work with him on his calendar, his timing, and his seasons. 6 p.m. on April 8th starts the beginning of the year, and he's still working on us. He works with us on a yearly basis, and he's still working with us. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that he crowns our year with fatness. There's a lot he wants to do. He wants to get us ready for a new beginning. So many people make their new year resolutions, it doesn't work out, and they give up on a whole year. But see, we can't do that. We can't end the year. Only the Father can end the year. But go with me to John chapter 11. John chapter 11 is where we left off yesterday. Verse 15, Yeshua said, after he said that Lazarus is dead, he said, I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. See, the Father was not finished with Lazarus. Even though he is dead, the Father was not finished. And maybe some of your dreams are dead, but the Father is not finished with you. He's the finisher. He can restore those dead dreams. Remember that Shunammite lady? She and her husband prepared a place for Elisha when he came to town, and they couldn't have any children, and he spoke that she will have a child, and she did, but the boy died. And then she went looking for Elisha, and Elisha said, is everything okay? Is your husband okay? Is your son okay? And she said, all is well. See, she didn't give up on that dream. She had a dream that she could have a baby, and she did. And then even when the baby died, she didn't give up. She knew that the Father was not finished with her son. And sure enough, Elisha laid on a child, eyes to eyes, nose to nose, mouth to mouth, and the child came back through the power of the Father. You see, so don't give up on your dream. Maybe the Father's made promises to you. You've had dreams and visions, prophetic words. Hold on to them, because he'll never fail. But in John chapter 11, verse 21, Martha came to Yeshua. If you had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of the Father, he will give it to you. And he said in verse 27, your brother shall rise again. I'm not finished with him. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Yeshua said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that began on me, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Wow, the power. And then Mary in verse 32, when Mary was come where Yeshua was, she saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Yeshua, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Yeshua therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came unto her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? Verse 39, Yeshua said, take away the stone. See, take away that stone's in front of you. you may have circumstances that are saying, well, your dream is over. But see, don't deny the circumstances. Defy the circumstances. Because the Father is not finished with you yet. He wants to fulfill that purpose and the destiny. He wants us to turn everything over to Him. So our biggest enemy is not Satan, it's the flesh. I'm going to do a study maybe next week on how to turn the flesh over and things that we need to allow Him to work on. See, He'll point things out in our lives that need to change. We can't change them. If He says that you got jealousy in your life, don't fight Him. Just turn it over to Him and let Him take out the garbage. That's by turning your flesh over. Be honest with Him. Don't try to fight with Him, argue with Him, because you're going to win anyway. See, you can rebuke Satan, but you can't rebuke the Father. He's going to work in that area of your life until He's finished. And then He said in verse 40, you should say unto her, said I not unto you that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of the Father? Then He took away the stone. And then He said in verse 43, Lazarus, come forth. If He didn't say Lazarus, everybody who had died would have come forth. That's how powerful He is. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. He said unto them, loose him and let him go. And I'm saying that to you today. Be loosed in the name of Yeshua. Go into your purpose. Go into your destiny. Just be honest with the Father. Turn everything over to Him. Go with me to John 17. I use Yeshua. That was Jesus' name when He's on the earth. But I want to teach you a little something here. Yeshua comes from Yahweh. In John 17, verse 11, I'm going to read it as it says in the Greek. You have to go back to the Greek. The King James, they made a mistake in 11 and 12. And now, John 17, verse 11, now I know I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come unto you, Holy Father, keep through your own name, which you have given me. Keep them in your own name, which you have given me. That's what it says in the Greek. You just can't just rely on the King James. Verse 12, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. So Yeshua comes from Yahweh, the Yah, Y-A-H, Y-A-H-S-H-U-A. Comes from Y-A-H-W-E-H. It's so important that 7,000 times in the Old Testament, the King James people translated Yahweh as Lord, capitalized, instead of Yahweh. And it's taken away that treasure from a lot of people. To a lot of people, Yahweh sounds so strange. Yeshua sounds so strange. He came in His Father's name. The Yah from Yahweh is Yeshua. He has His Father's name. I just want to share it with you so you can understand why I use Yeshua so much. Yahweh is a continual action verb. When you say Yahweh, Yeshua, He continually works for you. It's so powerful. But that has been taken away from a lot of people through Constantine or traditional stuff. Yeshua is just such a powerful, powerful, wonderful way of worshiping Yeshua. It's just powerful. Just calling upon His name. But I wanted to share it with you. Again, we're talking about the Father finishing. How He can finish. What He starts, He's going to finish. You don't have to worry what the situation looks like because the Father is totally in control. Totally in control. You go to the book of Acts, chapter 20. Acts, chapter 20. Again, talking about Him finishing. In verse 20, Paul said, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards the Father and faith towards Yeshua. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. He just wanted to finish His course. That should be our attitude too. Father, finish my purpose. Finish my destiny. Get me ready for the next promotion. Get me ready. Work on my flesh. Take that junk out of my life. It's so important to allow Him to finish. Chapter 21, verse 10, there's a certain prophet named Agabus. Verse 11, when he was come unto me, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus said the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth his girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And then his friend said, try to talk him out of going to Jerusalem. Verse 13, Paul answered, what do you mean to weep and to break my heart? For I'm ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of Yeshua. And he couldn't stop him. See, the enemy wanted to talk him out of finishing his course, but he had to. He had to go to Jerusalem. And we know he was arrested in Jerusalem. He's just so powerful. Before we'll continue this tomorrow, but before I pray for you, I just wanted to mention I have a website, henrywalker.org, and on that website is a message I've been talking about, divorce and remarriage. So if you are divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you need to read my message, go back to the scriptures, go to the Father, and find out what he wants you to do. Stop relying on people, their opinion, and from tradition. They haven't studied the Greek words involved in that topic. And if you're in a marriage and you're considering divorce, go to my message. Go to the Word in the message and go to the Father and find out what he wants you to do. It's so very important. And also I want to mention to you that it's so important. Again, next week I'll do a study on turning our flesh over. But in the meantime, you just can't go to the Word and start confessing scriptures without turning your flesh over. In Romans 8, verse 13, it says, we through the Spirit can mortify the deeds of our flesh. The Father can mortify the deeds of our flesh. In verse 29, he can conform us into the image of Yeshua. But then it says, if he be for us, who can be against us? In verse 31, and later on it says, nothing can separate us from his love. You can't take those scriptures without turning everything over to him. You just can't name it, claim it, and just confess. We can confess what he puts on our heart. He gives the desires of our heart. But we can't just go around confessing when we haven't turned everything over to him. It's so very important. He's not a sugar daddy. You have to turn everything over to him and allow him to work in your life. It's just so very important. We'll talk more about that next week. But remember, he wants to finish what he started in your life. So let him finish conform you into the image of Yeshua as the first step. Let's go to Father in prayer. Father, Aisha, touch the people out there right now. Do a healing, deliverance, anointing, Father. Give people a new beginning. Help people to realize, Father, that the year is not over and they need to be in position to be blessed with the new year according to your word. Oh, help people not to just accept tradition when it's not even in the word, Father. Help them to be careful, but bless them and move on them right now, Father. Where there's a mess in people's lives, make a message in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. I've written three books, one called Seasons, Noon, and Misfinding the Trinity. Seasons and Noon talk about the our Hebrew heritage in Yeshua. Noon talks about the different months of the year on his calendar and how the things he did in the Word. In those months, he wants to repeat them in those months. And there's different hours of the day that he did things in the Word, and he wants to repeat them on the hours of the day. You need to know that. You can use that book in conjunction with my biblical calendar page, find out when each year begins and ends. These books are really blessed, and The Mystifying the Trinity is a powerful book that'll comfort you so much. And you can get these books by calling me. Well, I want to give them to you at cost, which is $5 each. If you have no money, we'll send them out free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677. If you miss this broadcast, you can catch me at 7:15 a.m. or p.m. You can go to WCNO.com, click on demand, scroll back, arrow back, and click on God's Timing is Everything. You see all the previous messages. We just want to bless you. Remember, till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he does in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled The Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? You often hear about God as the Father and Jesus as the Son. But who do you know the Holy Spirit as? Jesus told the disciples that the Spirit was the Comforter and Counselor that he was sending after he left this earth. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would be someone that wants to be in a close relationship with you. So see